Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-HU Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, a big day and a very busy one. You guys are out at the farm today, and that's a pretty big ask on the task list.
Yes. So yesterday, we got to hang out with about 150 fourth graders in Osage County. We had our first ever day at the farm in Osage County. You guys have probably heard me talk about this event here in Franklin County, where we invite the third graders actually out to Mustang Seeds and Sylvester Ranch. So we were excited to kick it off over there and partnered with Farm Bureau and all the FFA chapters there in the county. We, in Extension, did a session on dairy, where we talk to the kids about the dairy cow, and I always love this fact, Blake. So a dairy cow, I always tell the kids, I compare her to my cross-country runners. She can consume a ton of calories because her body is working so hard to produce that milk on the back end. So she can eat about 100 pounds a day of food and drink about a bathtub full of water. Now, we always like to make the comparison to the kids that in human form is about 350 cheeseburgers a day, which is a lot of food, right? but then she converts all of that into about anywhere from 50 to 60 pounds of milk. Also, a good comparison for the kids is about 6 gallons in the grocery store. So, yes, we have a lot of fun talking to the kids about the dairy cow. Then we transition into talking why is it important, because milk is so important to us and the calcium that milk provides. And then all the byproducts of milk and how they can get their calcium. And then we finish off our activity with a fun little pudding cup, which gives them a serving of one of their milk staples for that day. So it's a really fun day. I know there was activities on hunting. They had a horse section. Then they had some ag relay. One of those was a section. One of them was a section on a pig feed and what goes into pig feed. So it's a really educational day, hands-on learning experiences for the kids to come, get out of the classroom, and be involved with agriculture. So thank you for all of those that participated or sponsored the event. It takes a lot of different organizations to pull an event off that size. So we were excited to kick off our first annual one there. And then I just want to finish off with Blake. We are in the hustle of spring and summer is upon us. So just make sure if you're a 4-H'er out there that you're reading your newsletter. There's discovery days, there's camps that you can still sign up for. Make sure you get those, get signed up for those. This Friday, we have our food day camp and our YQCA livestock camp here on Friday. So we hope to see a lot of our 4-H'ers there. And it's been a busy March, but we've got all of our big animal weigh-ins down, and we just need to get through our small animal weigh-ins, which are here in April. So just a busy time. So I just want to remind everyone to read their newsletter, make sure they get important dates on their calendar. And we look forward to seeing you more here soon in the spring.
Absolutely. Fun times have been had all the way around. Coming up at 6:40, Minerity Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Kathy Gow.